Bear Down Bears fans, another edition of the Chicago Bears podcast coming your way. And ladies and gentlemen, draft month is here. So guess what? We're going to be mocking you up the entire month of April. Mock drafts just about weekly. That's the hope here. And we want to try and get the best mock draft out of it. But seeing as how your host here is alone on today's episode, that means that I get the controlling say of what the Chicago Bears do. I kid, actually. I want to refine this throughout the month. I want this to be something that we do weekly, where it gets the feedback from you guys in the audience, right? Where you look at certain draft picks. We want to put this up on community tabs. I'll probably have polls up on Twitter as well, where you guys decide whether you feel like a certain pick was a good pick or a certain pick was a bad pick. I'm going to go with kind of my gut feeling on something initially, and we can make some changes as we go throughout the month leading up to this draft. That is the hope. I want to make this fun. I want to make this very interactive because I appreciate you guys for tuning in and watching. As always, hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. Do want to let you guys know that today's episode is brought to you by the Hard Rock Casino of Northern Indiana, Las Vegas style game. I mean, just 30 minutes from Soldier Field, exit 6, right off of I-80-94. And listen, this episode is our road to the draft, brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I think that this is going to be a fun exercise throughout the month. Works on the audio side as well. If you're just listening in, we'll explain a lot of things that we're seeing. I'll explain a lot of things that I'm looking at. But I think this could be a lot of fun if we do this somewhat throughout the month and just, you know, get everybody involved in this. And then by the end of the month, we're talking about the Chicago Bears podcast, including all of you, official mock draft right before the draft, and we'll get that in as well. Let's jump into this, man. I got the PFF mock draft. PFF finally got me. I finally spent the money. It is what it is. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. How do y'all do you guys' settings? Because for me, I go care for positional value to a certain extent. I go draft for needs. I have those as the highest. I have randomness as low as possible because I've done some of these where you've got the randomness on it. I guess not as low as possible, right? It's one above it because every now and then you get some randomness. But I've had times where it's freaking, right? Like MHJ is in this draft. All of a sudden, MHJ is getting taken with the 9th pick. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in on that. But I don't see that happening realistically. So let me know in the comments below how y'all do y'all settings. All right, I got the Bears selected. We're entering the draft. We're on the clock. I have this set for slow because I like to kind of be able to see what the what the players are picked ahead of us. And that kind of dictates how I'm able to go through and, you know, select the next player. You know what I mean? I like to know what I got going on. Let's start the draft. We're doing it easy. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to be the guy that says, let's do the no Caleb Williams. We're taking Caleb Williams. There it is. Boom. Off the board. Who we got? 2. Drake May goes 2. That's interesting. Jaden Daniels 3. That is interesting to me. I don't know if we'll see that. Cardinals don't end up moving out of their spot. Neighbors is off the board. McCarthy is off the board. Roma Dunze off the board. Okay, so the wide receiver run does happen, and then Dallas Turner is off the board. Now, this is where things get tough. Right? Because now, so my first 6 picks here, for first 8 picks, I should say, the wide receiver run happens. So it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, like, we get our quarterback. Dallas Turner being off the board changes things a lot for me. I've done certain mocks where I traded back. I did one earlier today that I'm going to be talking about over on the Windy City Breeze as well today, where, you know, Joe Alt was off the board. Dallas Turner was off the board. And so I was like, all right, bet I'm trading back. So I end up trading back with Arizona. I end up getting their 2nd, 3rd, and 4th round pick. And they get the 9th overall pick in the draft. Boom. Cool. Fine. We're adding so much capital here. But now in this situation, right, Joe Alt is on the board. I have a tough time not taking him, guys. A clear-cut upgrade over Braxton Jones to me. I think that it would be very difficult to not take him. Now, let's look at some of the trades that we do have available here. That also plays into this, right? Let's see. Teams interested in trade. Now, and see, here's why, right? You guys know I'm a big Jackson Powers Johnson guy. I think I could trade down to 26 and get Jackson Powers Johnson, but I'm trying to do this kind of how I think Ryan Poles would attack this. And I believe that if Joe Alt is on the board, he will be somebody that the Bears look to take. You attacked right tackle last year. You'll be able to attack left tackle this year. Let's take a look at some of his numbers at that left tackle position. I mean, pass block grade, phenomenal right now. Run block grade, phenomenal right now. I mean, this is one of the best tackles on the board that you can get. I love everything about Joe Alt. I think he's going to be a monster at this level. You see the improvement, massive jumps in improvement year over year. Allowed only 4 sacks his entire college career. I don't think I can pass him up. Now, you guys let me know in the comments, should I have passed him up? But I don't believe that I can pass him up. We'll also put a poll out on this as well. I'm going to take him, which changes my draft plan a little bit because I do still want to get into this second round. I think there's some really good talent there. But I'm going to draft him here. And now I kind of want to see how this one ends up falling, because what I like about PFF is I can trade some future capital here. So we've got our quarterback. We've got our left tackle. Jared Verse off of the board. Olufoshinu off of the board. That makes sense. I think that I'm going to probably have to trade back in this second round here. And what that means is I'm going to have to offer some future draft capital. I'm going to try and finagle something with this second round pick from Carolina for next year. I'm okay with the Bears doing that this season. I really am. Because I mean, listen, I might still be able to get this guy. If he falls to the second round, I may trade back in and try and get Jackson Powers Johnson here. Chop Robinson goes. That makes sense. Donnie Mitchell goes. Darius Robinson off the clock. Kool-Aid McKinstry off the clock. Jerzon Newton off. All right. Xavier Worthy going a lot higher than I thought. Apparently they liked that that speed along with the wide receiver. He's got so much ability. All right. So let's look at what went after our first mock draft here. I'm pausing it because I'm going to offer a trade here. You've got Joe Alt on the board. You've got Talese Fuega off of the board here. Brock Bowers goes to the Vikings 11. Jared Verse going to the Denver Broncos 12. Olufoshinu goes to the Raiders 13th. J.C. Latham 14 to the Saints here. Terrion Arnold to the Colts. Okay. Troy Fontenot goes to the Jaguars. Mitchell ends up going to the Seahawks. Byron Murphy the second to the Bengals. Latu Latu, which is an interesting one. I've seen him kind of falling in the draft because of the injury and concerns with that injury, but still top 20 pick. All right, he's going to the Chargers. Brian Thomas Jr. to the Steelers here. Amarius Mims to the Dolphins. Nate Wiggins, nice DB out of Clemson going over to the Eagles here. Bo Nix to the Vikings. We're going to have to deal with Bo Nix in the division here. That's going to be interesting. Graham Borton out of Duke. He ends up going to Dallas. Tyler Guyton out of Green Bay or out of Oklahoma going to Green Bay tackle. I'm okay with that. Cooper DeJean out of Iowa going to the Buccaneers. Chop Robinson is going to go to the Cardinals. Adion Mitchell going to the Bills. Darius Robinson going to the Lions. Kool-Aid McKinstry going to the Ravens. Jerzon Newton to these 49ers. And then Xavier Worthy to KC. I know everybody on the video side can see this, but I wanted to make that known for the podcast audio side. Now, realistically speaking, the Panthers probably aren't going to trade with us anymore. But I want to try and get back into this second round here. So I'm going to go offer them back their pick. I want that 33. This trade will not be accepted. I expected that. And then Ugh, They are not biting on it. Yeah, I like this as well. Like they're just not, they're not willing to trade with us. Like, look how many I can click before. Look at the chances. So they're not willing to trade with us. Okay. So they've got I love that. No, we're not trading with you. We're not trading you future capital. We have no reason. I love that PFF is like, the Panthers would not trade with the Chicago Bears again. Now, even if I miss out on Jackson Powers Johnson, I do want to see kind of what it would take to get back into this second round here. So I've got, man, guys are not biting on the future capital right now. If I offer 75, the second round pick next year, and our fourth round pick next year, this chance has a high, this trade has a high chance of being accepted. 75, a second and a fifth to get 33 back. That seems like way too much to me. That seems like way too much capital to me. What if I offer them? Now, I do still have LA's pick. If I offer them LA's pick, they're still in on that. Yeah, they're just not biting on that future capital right now. What is it going to take? I'll throw 122 their way. Nothing for 122, huh? All right. I want to get back into this draft, but it may not happen here at 33 and 34. And I think that is going to be kind of a determining factor here, because now it's like, okay, what are you getting back into the draft for here? If I'm talking with Arizona, I've got our second rounder, so they're not biting on anything below a second rounder here. Ugh, this is tough. This is tough, and I'm using way more time than you have in the draft room. So if I send them 75 this year, I send them our second rounder for next year and a fifth for next year. Now I got 35. Let's see, can I get anything else out of this? Well, I should have known it wouldn't have taken more. I don't know, guys. I may have to trade back into this third round. The second round may not be an option with how PFF is playing me right now. I'm not going to lie to you. Because I don't like the options. I would love to get back into the second round, but I don't like the options that how much I'm going to have to give up for this. I love that it's realistic. I love that it's realistic, but I would think that guys would be in. Because here's my thing. If I'm trading back in, if I offered both seconds next year, they'd be in. Both thirds is a no, but both seconds next year, they'd be in on that. Is that worth it? Is that worth it to offer both seconds next year? Now, let me see. Would New England be in on that? If I offer both seconds next year, both they're in. That's the biggest question. Is something like that worth it, where you're all in on a player? Because I feel that confidently about Jackson Powers Johnson. The fact that I've got Joe Alt as well. I'm not giving up my third round pick here, which means I can still go get a wide receiver in that draft. I still got rounds one. I still got round three, four, five, six, and seven, or in round six next year. I might be in on that. I might be in on making this deal happen, guys. Would the Panthers be interested in this? That's the question. That's the question. Panthers are interested, and I can get the first pick in the second round here, and they get 2 second rounders next year. This is a difficult one, guys. I'm gonna do it. People are gonna call me an idiot in the comments. People are gonna say this guy has no idea what he's doing. But I've still got 75 this year. I get back into the second round. I can essentially fix what I believe is my entire offensive line here. I'm gonna offer the trade, and let's see if they end up taking it. Panthers take it. We've got 33. I'm taking Jackson Powers Johnson, boys. Offensive line fixed. I'm taking Jackson Powers Johnson. Yeah, I gave up both of my second round picks next year. Yes, I did. But my offensive line is fixed. I still have my third round pick coming into this draft. I'm a big offensive line guy. Now I can go attack the wide receiver position. And maybe we have to move some capital next year during the season to go get one of those edges that we want to acquire. I mean, that's still an option on the table. But I have fixed, essentially, in my mind, the offensive line. I've got my left tackle in Joe Alt. I've got my center. I've got my quarterback. That's what I want to see the Chicago Bears doing on a consistent basis. That's what I want to see them doing on a consistent basis. Michael Penix, 44 to the Raiders there. Interesting pickup there. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and rocking with us, man. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page. I know there's some people in the comments losing their minds that I just did that. I know they are. And I'm going to tell you this. Here's the thing about it. Am I upset that I gave up the capital that I had to give up next year? Yeah, I am. But you know what? I'm not upset at the fact that I have the starting center position locked up. And I have the starting left tackle position locked up. Maybe I can move Braxton Jones for something to keep him on the team as a swing guy. Like, I feel like there's still a million options here. And I've got most of my draft next year to work with. I've still got my first round pick next year. I've still got my third round pick next year. I'm not completely disgusted. You know what I mean? I think that was a good move. I think that was a good move. It felt like, you know, I'm giving up something important. But that was the value that it cost to solidify that position for what I believe is the long term. Kyrese Jackson off the board here in the third round. Jaden Hicks off the board here in the third round. Okay, so this is kind of working in favor for me right now. Christian Haynes, a good pickup there. He would have been a guy I would have looked at. Let's see. Brandon Dirlis, Javon Baker, Austin Booker. Don't you dare do it. All right, we got options here, boys. We got options here. 75th pick here. There's still some draft capital that could be traded back, but here's what I love here now. If I'm not mistaken, we did not see Brendan Rice go off the board, and that is who I kind of was eyeballing here with this third pick. Yeah, we're good. I would say now would be a good time to go with the linebacker position, but let's see what we still have on the board. Edgewise, Gabriel Murphy, not a bad pick there. Xavier Thomas, not a bad pick there, but it's a little early for me with Xavier Thomas. I'm not going to lie. I'm willing to bet that Xavier Thomas will be there still in the fifth round. I think he may be somebody who falls. I love this kid's game, but I think there's a lot of development that needs to happen with him. I wouldn't mind putting him out there opposite, but I mean 6'2", 255, a little bit undersized. I can't take him here. I mean, look at this wide receiver room right now. Johnny Wilson, Gabe Murphy, Jamari Thrash, Malachi Corley, Brendan Rice. They got Brendan Rice going a lot later too. But that comfortability right there, can you beat that comfortability in the fourth round? Now, here's the biggest issue with Brendan Rice right now, the contested catch rate. But I think the other thing that you have to take into account when you look at a young man like Brendan Rice in this third round is, hey, doesn't drop the football a lot, isn't somebody who's going to go out there and be a complete stranger with your new quarterback in Caleb Williams. In fact, you're giving him that weapon that he's used to having, right? You're giving him somebody who walks in, knows how he throws the football, knows how he plays, doesn't have a high drop rate, only 4.3% on the drop rate. I think that he's somebody that you could really, really get some good value out of as well. I think that it may be a little bit high. PFF may not like it because of how high it is, and maybe I could trade back there and make something happen. But if you got Brendan Rice available, are you guys out on Brendan Rice? I don't think that you can be. Now, Johnny Wilson, another interesting name here, but I don't think that he's leaps and bounds better than Brendan Rice in this situation just because of the familiarity there. Right now, the contested catch rate I love from Johnny Wilson. I think that is the one thing about him that really stands out. But again, the drop rate. I want a guy that's not going to drop the football. I want a guy that's going to know where he needs to be, where the ball is going to be coming, and how he's going to be able to hold on to it a little bit better last year than he was this year. I'm kind of locked in on Brendan Rice here, guys. Let me know if you guys think this is a reach. Is this too high for Brendan Rice? We've got the quarterback. We've got two offensive linemen. I'm going all offense in this first draft, it feels like. And then maybe an edge rusher in this with this last pick if Xavier Thomas is there. There he is. Yep. If Xavier Thomas is there. I'm going to go now. Some of the receivers I'm leaving on the board. Let me know if you guys feel like this is a miss. Jamari Thrash is still on the board out of Louisville. Malachi Corley still on the board out of Western Kentucky. Some interesting names there, some good players, but I feel like the fit a little bit better here if I go with Brendan Rice, just because of the comfortability. Some of the guys behind him, Jacob Coing out of Arizona. Ionis Smith out of Texas A&M. There's still some names on this board. There's still some pieces you can get. I know a lot of people say trade back, but I think this is a really good spot to take him here. I'm going to take Brendan Rice, 75th overall. And then I've still got 122 remaining here. All right. Spencer Rattler going after. Oh, Spencer Rattler to the Broncos. Interesting there. Did they take two quarterbacks? I think they did. Johnny Wilson coming off the board, 80th. That's a good get for the Bengals. They're moving on from T. Higgins if they do that. Wasn't going halfback at any point in this draft. I can guarantee you that. You guys know me well enough at this point. I was not going halfback at any point in this draft. Yeah, PFF's going to say that was a reach. I guarantee PFF says that was a reach. But I feel good about that. I've got my quarterback. I've got his potential future number two wide receiver here in the third round. I think I got my offensive line fixed up. And if things go well, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is crazy to see, bro. I don't know if anybody saw that, but just seeing those names, some of those names, he goes to the Buccaneers, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Just seeing that name on the board is just like, excuse me, what? How old am I? Those ones get me. I'm not going to lie. Those still get me. Cedric Van Pran going 98th. Now, if I didn't trade the future, he would have been my pick. If I didn't trade a couple future picks to go get Jackson Powers Johnson, he would have been my pick. So we got DJ James off of the board here. Eric All. We're in the 106 now, so it's still looking like we may be able to get a couple of the guys that I've been eyeballing here at this 122nd pick. We're getting kind of close. Javon Solomon coming off the board kind of right where I expected him to. He would have been another name that would have been really nice to get, but I knew he wasn't going to fall that far to us, and I don't want to trade up anymore with where we're at right now. Still feeling pretty okay here. You're in the fourth round. I think you can get some good edge rush talent here to have on the other side a guy that should be able to come in and develop. Tyke Smith off the board. All right, now let's see what we got here. Now, here I'm willing to entertain running back, but I'm not going too. I'm not bringing all of Caleb's guys with him. Yeah, you know what I mean, linking all of Caleb's guys with him. Now, I do like Marshawn Lloyd. I'm not gonna lie. I do like Marshawn Lloyd. I think that he's a really good player. But I got running backs. I just paid one. I got one on a rookie deal already. I'm good. I think this is a great spot to take Xavier Thomas. Like I said, he's the developmental guy. He's a guy that I've been really looking for. Really good and better in a pass rush than he is in the run blocking or run defense right now. But I think some of the names out there that you're talking about bringing back are better in the pass rush than they are in the run defense. Why not start to build up that young guy that maybe can develop out of some of those bad habits? I think that this would be a good get for you here. He's out of Clemson right now. Let's see what PFF, do they have like an analysis? They have nothing on this kid. They have nothing on this kid. What's going on here? 6'2", 255. Think he's a... He, He's tough, right? Because there's going to have to be some development there. Do you have time for that development when you missed out on some bigger names early on? But I think you can get some really good production out of him in the future. Audric Estime is still on the board as well. You could go Leonard Taylor on the interior. That wouldn't be a bad get either. But I think that they're pretty confident in what they have in the interior right now in Jervon Dexter. So I'm going to go Xavier Thomas here, and that's going to conclude my first mock draft. Now, again, like I said, I'm going to, sit here and, I'm not going to trade back in. I think I'm set here. So I'm going to speed this up a little bit. I feel good about what this draft is. I feel like this would be a great setup for the Chicago Bears. I feel like this could be something we see Ryan Pace do, where you're sitting there still focusing in on the offensive side, but you're not completely forgetting about the defense. We know he's going to try and trade back in some way or fashion into the second round and or third round. I didn't think that that Jackson Powers Johnson got past you. I didn't think if you talked about him going down. I didn't think that he was somebody who was going to get, I didn't think that he was somebody who, if you go in at like 40, 45, that he was still going to be there. I think you might've saw the Patriots take him early on. So I like how this draft lays out. Let me know how you guys feel in the comments. Just to recap it, round one, first pick overall, A+ grade from PFF right now. We take Caleb Williams. Number nine right now, Joe Alt was there. I had to take Joe Alt. I traded back in. I gave up the 33rd or the 2025 second that the Panthers owned. I gave them our second round pick next year as well. And I got their second round pick this year, the 33rd overall pick. I get my starting center. Jackson Powers Johnson is in there. I told you guys they were not going to be thrilled with the Brendan Rice pick. That's a C+ pick right now for PFF. Wide receiver Brendan Rice in there as well. And then Xavier Thomas rounding it out, and I got a B+ for that. And overall draft grade an A, so PFF likes how I drafted it, but that doesn't matter. The question is, do you like how I drafted it? Let me know in the comments below. Our first mock draft of many, and we will kind of adjust off of this. Do you like the trades that I made in this draft? Should I have made more? Should I have made less? Want to hear from you guys, the listeners, as well. I think that we had a pretty good trade there. I mean, listen, I think we had a pretty good draft there, and PFF agrees with me. Although, you know, you got to take PFF with a grain of salt every now and then. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying. But let me know how you guys feel in the comments below. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love. As always, it's your boy Pat the Designer back at it again. Y'all stay safe out there, Chicago. Bear down, one love, and let me know your thoughts. Peace.